Hello, I'm Wayne Lamb, and I'm excited to sponsor the next few minutes for local pastors to share with you the Word of God, and let's go the distance in Christ.
I'll go the distance. I will not compromise, pressing on to win the prize. In Christ Jesus, I'll go the distance.
Did you know that it's estimated that over 100 million songs have been written on the subject of love? The number one song ever written about love is no surprise to us Dolly Parton fans. I Will Always Love You, performed by Whitney Houston. 60% of all songs that are written about love since 1960. The majority of love songs are about loneliness. Dr. Billy Graham, back in the 1980s, in one of his great crusades, he said that America suffers from a pandemic of loneliness. Loneliness can grip you even in the presence of a great number of people. Loneliness can take over even when you're surrounded by what you consider to be friends. Elvis Presley once said he never felt as lonely as he's felt at times when he was completely surrounded by those who adored him and who helped him on the road. Loneliness comes to all of us at different times. This past year has been a great reminder of how easily loneliness can set in. Being separated from family, being separated from friends, it's easy to remember just how quickly loneliness can set in. But Isaiah 41:10 tells us this. It says, "Fear not, for I'm with you. Be not dismayed, for I'm your God." And James 4:8 says this. It says, "Draw near unto God, and he will draw near unto you." It's all about love. So I guess that is truly one of the greatest love songs.